Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Tuesday, December 4th. And I'm your host this evening, The Miracle Man. And as usual, I am here at McDonald's on Sag and our road, but I want to cover your prayers on something. I was notified that apparently a kid at the Burger King down the road, about 2 or 3 tenths of a mile down the road, a kid fell, hit their head. My understanding is it must have been a hard fall because there's ambulances involved. Before we get into anything else, I figure we should pray. So, Lord Jesus, I pray right now for this person, this girl, whoever she is. I pray that you're there with the family. I thank you that you're showing the emergency response people what to do. That your hand is on the scroll because you know the answer. I don't know everything. I don't need to know everything. I just know what I've been told. And Jesus, I know that you are the way maker. You are the one who heals wounds. Jesus, you're the one. You're the way maker. You're the one who knows what happened. In the name of Jesus. All right. So, as I said, I am here at 1711 South Saginaw at the McDonald's, northwest of a Marathon Admiral, southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. Okay. And like I said, we are inside near the front of the restaurant. And at McDonald's, they got a BOGO deal right now. You buy one sandwich, you can get one for $1. The big sandwiches, that is. So,
is that a BOGO with a coupon or just?
That's the coupon.
Okay.
You got to have it on your phone. So that means, like, you could get, like, a quarter pounder or whatever, a Big Mac or a filet of fish or whatever, and then I'd get, and then someone else gets a similar one for $1. That's how it is.
Okay.
That's how those things. Of course, you gotta use the app in order to get it. But also reminder that every day the drinks at McDonald's are just $1. Any size soft drink. Small, medium, large, of course. Whether you choose Coke, Sprite, Fanta, or that Dr. Pepper, that I'd like to see Preacher Man after actually drink a Coke. I would. But Preacher Man would probably pay to see me drink a Dr. Pepper. The only thing is even though I like Dr. Pepper, you won't hear about me drinking a Dr. Pepper on the show because Coke is much better. You know, usually they'll say it's the challenge of Coke versus Pepsi, but when we did this, started the show, we decided to be something a little bit different, the Coke versus the Dr. Pepper. And one time I said something about Coke, Felicia Man heard it, And he said, write to me. Very specifically, he said, well, Miracle Man, I happen to have a 54-ounce Dr. Pepper right here in my truck. Because he was driving truck. And my Coke only had 32 ounces in it. But his had 52. Only his was a great big cup from a gas station, I imagine. And so, of course, it's your choice of beverage. It is a dollar. Also, for a dollar, you can choose from a McChicken or a classic cheeseburger. For $2, you can get a two-piece buttermilk crispy tenders. To be honest with you folks, why on earth are they a dollar a tender? To me, for fast food, that seems crazy. You should sell them for like 80 cents a tender, not a full dollar. Never a full dollar tender. You should never do that. I don't know why they do that. Unfortunately, it's nationwide, regardless of what the minimum wage is in other places, unless it's a place like California, then they're even higher than a dollar per tender. But, hey, I wanted to tell you about this. Public transit. So, in many communities, it's nice when you have like door-to-door service. Obviously, in this town, we have it where they might pick you up at your house or something, and they'll take you to his appointment or something, the mall, wherever. But, and it's nice that this town has it, but my personal favorite, to be honest with you folks, is the fixed routes, like where you might be near a corner, per se, and at said corner, there may be a bus stop there. You'll get on the bus. Depending on where you got to go, you might just be on the bus until it gets to a certain place you want to go. Or you might have to get on a bus until it goes to a transit center, which is usually near a downtown, and then get on another bus that'll take you to where you're trying to go. Like, example, and I know about this because they have those systems in Bay City and Saginaw. Flint has one, too. Other than maybe the city of Detroit or Smart in the metro area, like Oakland and Wayne counties and stuff, my other favorite would have to be Flint because their buses run every half hour all day pretty much during the weekdays. And then during the weekends, they run every hour, but they run from, like, even on Saturday, they'll run from, like, 8 in the morning to, like, about 9 at night. And then even Sunday, they'll run between, like, about 9 or 10 in the morning and about 7 at night, whereas a place like Saginaw doesn't have any Sunday service at all. Nor does Bay City. And it's pretty economical, especially if you're disabled or a senior, because for most of those, like for Saginaw or Bay City, I mean, Saginaw, you can get on it for like 65 cents. For a regular person, it'll be a dollar or $1.25. A dollar Bay City, $1.25 Saginaw, and then in Flint, it'll be $2 if you're not disabled, but if you're not, then if you are disabled, then it's only 85 cents. By law, the rate for disabled or seniors can't be more than half of the regular rate. I mean, it's kind of neat, but I wonder why it's exactly half. I really do. But, nonetheless, now, one thing I wanted to mention is, why is that better than taking a taxi? It's cheaper, and you don't necessarily have to schedule a ride necessarily like you would with a taxi in another town. But you got to know what time the buses are coming. You got to know that. And every how often to where you're trying to go. So you can go to the website for said transit system, whether it's Stars in Saginaw, Bay Metro in Bay City, MTA in Flint, or other cities, it's various different systems. So that is pretty cool stuff. Now, there is, I don't know if you folks have ever heard of Steak and Shake or not. Some of you listeners may have, others of you may have not. What it is it's like a 24-hour diner type place. And they're known for their burgers and their shakes. My favorite thing ever to get there is, it's called the garlic burger. What it is it's a classic, you know, cheeseburger. But there's garlic on top. It's like a garlic paste type thing on the bun. And it is so delicious. You have to have the garlic burger. Oh, sorry. Well, folks, tell me. Let me tell you something, though. Well, let me remind you of something. And that is this. That garlic burger is one of the, in my mind, it's one of the best burgers ever. In your mind, you're going to have to decide for yourself what you think. So, obviously, it's an opinion thing. I'm entitled to mine. You're entitled to yours. They do have a pretty good eggnog shake, too. To be honest with you, it's not the same as McDonald's. It's not. McDonald's one is better. But I want to remind you of a couple of things real quick. One is that video I told you guys last night about. I did a song at my church Sunday, Oh Come All You Faithful. It's on Facebook. There's over 800 views. I want to see us get to 1,000 views on that video. I want to see us get to 1,000 views. Shouldn't be that difficult because we're already at 800. So I want you to please tell other listeners, please. Even if it's not people who don't listen to this program, go take a look at that video. Because, after all, it is Christmas. And speaking of that, we're going to get to a Christmas song here in just a few minutes. But please go check out that video. It's on Facebook. And it's awesome. I also want to quickly remind you about the leadership conference at Living Word Church. That is tomorrow night, Thursday, and Friday. It's a great conference. It's about leadership in the local church. And whether you're a leader or not in the body of Christ, it is important. And so I'm looking forward to it. I hope no one listening to this program ever gets mad at me for saying this. If they do, they can talk to me later. I will say this. I think leadership conference every year should always be the week before Thanksgiving. Or 2 weeks before it even. Never after. Because I find that in a way it kind of gets in the way of other stuff in early December with Christmas and that. I won't get into why or anything like that. It's my personal opinion. So regardless of that, though, it is a good conference. A lot of preachers come, and it really is awesome. It's a great way to close out the year. I've always wondered exactly why, because maybe then I'd be more supportive of the time frame. Because to me, kind of like it's kind of just how it is, folks. But really, check out that conference. You'll be glad you did. That to say, tomorrow night the show is going to be a bit earlier, more like 4:30 time frame I'm looking at. And yeah, we're still gonna good show tomorrow night. Might be a little bit shorter, but still fine. Now, I want to encourage you to please tell other listeners about the show. Tell them about how they can be a part of the show. So here's what you tell them that they can do. blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com, all one word. In the search, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Once you type that in, you'll see a bubble. A link that says Living Large. After that, you'll see a bubble that says Miracle Man. After that, you'll see a follow button, which we want you to hit, because then you're going to get notified when we get ready to do our shows. And so you know, generally, our shows start at 6:30, and we're generally done by between 10 to 8 and 8. Sometimes it kind of depends on the amount of content we want to get through and what God's doing and everything else. That's what determines it. And I want to let you guys know, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smart device. So, whether it's your phone, whether it's your laptop, whether it's your desktop. People actually use desktop still these days. Yes, I know it's hard to believe, but people still use them. I think some of our teenagers might not know what they are. This was a big event with a bunch of teenagers. I might have to get one out and be like, see, kids, this is called a desktop. You put it on top of it's a computer. It has a monitor. That monitor is like that TV screen. And you got that little mouse thing. No, it doesn't squeak. It's a little, you know, you click on it. For those of you who are just used to your parents all having laptops and you kids who are used to Chromebooks at school. But nonetheless, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smart device. And let me remind you of something else. It is our goal here to change the world through faith and radio. We believe that God is a great God and the only true and living God. We also believe that He is a healer and that He is a miracle worker. And this is Testimony Tuesday, so right now on Tuesday, I'm taking time to read about some miracles of Jesus. On programming note, starting with this coming Monday, for the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, we're going to be teaching on the birth of Jesus and what does it mean for us and good stuff like that. That's basically what we'll be doing the 2 weeks final to Christmas. And yes, we are still going to be singing the Christmas carols, and we'll still have our sports and our normal business. But that's just a note, programming note. Now, for the phone number, we have a telephone number where you can call on into this program and talk to me about generally anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not about politics. If you want to talk to me, if you want to thank me, if you want to suggest something I can do better, are you believing God for prayer? I mean, are you believing God to do a miracle? Would you like, you know, whatever you need? We can minister to you. And the number you can call to be a part of the show is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that phone number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts and then press 1. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You'll press 1, and then you'll go through the call screener. And my assistant will let me know we got a caller. And then I'll say, what say you? And you'll be right there on the, and we'll be glad to talk to you tonight. And hopefully we can get some great calls. All right. Plan for the rest of the night. We're going to sing Silent Night, after which we're going to pray, and we're going to get into the Word of the Lord for a little bit. We're going to go to Mark chapter 11. And then put a bookmark in Hebrews chapter 11 as well, as we're going to be going there after Mark. Mark 9, Hebrews 11. That's what we're going to be studying from tonight. And I want to talk to you about Jesus was sent on this earth to do miracles. There will be a separate teaching when we get into talking about the birth of Jesus, about what were all the reasons he came to this earth. Was it just to save us? Was it something to do with destroy the works of the devil? What was it? And at some point within the next few weeks, I'll share that with you. And we'll go over some verses together and discover that. But then, after we do all that for this evening, we'll talk sports and we might sing another Christmas carol. We'll see. But first off, I should remind you that the story of Silent Night, it was a Christmas song. They wanted to make a Christmas song that could be used to worship, and they did it a cappella, because in the church of Elvendorf, many, 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 many years ago, they had an organ, but the organ broke. And so they came up with a song that was a cappella, just words, no instruments. So with that, I bring you Silent Night. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, oh, shepherds quake at the sound, only stream from heaven above, heavenly host sing hallelujah, Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother child, holy infant, so tender and mild, Christ Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. All right. Now, we're going to pray, and then we're going to look in our Bibles at Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. But first, we're going to have prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for these listeners who have chosen to be a part of this program. I thank you that it is not by accident at all, Jesus. Not by accident whatsoever, that these people have chosen to be a part of this great program. You know, Jesus, what they have need of more than what I do. You know very well, Jesus, what they, and I thank you that they have hearts that are ready to receive, ears that are ready to receive and hear. I thank you that we will all be hearers of the word tonight, doers of it, and not hearers only. And I thank you that you use me as an oracle tonight as we study your word for a little while, and then as I teach, we'll be ready to listen. Lord, I confess over the show right now that finances come into this program, new equipment comes into this program, sponsors and partners come into this program, and more importantly than that, increases in listenership come to this program, and also souls will come into this program as people will choose to give their lives to you, my Jesus. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.
Hey, River.
Yes.
You should tell people about your video on Facebook and how to get there.
I already told them about it a little bit ago.
How to spell your name.
Okay. By the way, about that video, my name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, first name. And then last name is S-H-U-K-L-A. So you'll want to look that up, River Shukla. Okay. I'm going to Mark chapter 9. I want to encourage you guys, please, be a part. Now don't just sit here and watch me as I open the Bible. You come on and study with me, as we're going to study for a little while now. Let me just check the clock. All right. I'm in Mark 9. I'm going to begin reading. You can just go ahead and catch up to me. And Jesus said to them, now here come the red letters. And when it's red letters, it's Jesus who speaks. And he said to them, now red letters, I tell you the truth. Some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. Verse 2. After 6 days, we're talking about the transfiguration. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James and John with him, and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And some appeared before them, Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let's put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He didn't know what to say because they were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud, This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except for Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone about what they had just seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, "Why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah does. Why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and must be rejected? But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything they wished, just as it is written about him." Verse 14 now. When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. "What are you arguing with them about?" he asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and he becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they couldn't. Oh, unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? And how long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and he rolled around, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into fire or water to try to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "Everything is possible for him who believes." "Take pity on us and help us if you can," said Jesus. "Everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, "Lord, I believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we just drive it out?" He replied, "Kind can only come out by prayer." They left the place and passed through Galilee. Jesus didn't want anyone to know where they were. Because he was teaching his disciples, he said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant, and they were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "If anyone wants to be first, he must first be last and the servant of all." He took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him by the hands, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, the one who sent me." And whoever is not against us is for us. "Teacher," said John, "we saw a man driving out demons in your name, but we told him to stop because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said. "No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to Christ will certainly not lose his reward." Verse 42 now. "And if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, look out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is never quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire." Salt is good. But if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. By the way, folks, it's talking about how in Matthew, how it says that we are the light of the world, we are the salt of the earth. Folks, that is not talking about McDonald's. Absolutely not. When I was like just this little tyke, like 7 or something, I thought it was like the salt from the popcorn at school, from the bake sales we used to have on Fridays. But pretty much immediately found out, no. It's talking about light of the world, salt of the earth. And I remembered, you know, about the light of the world, salt of the earth. And I was like, yeah. But All right, we're still doing good on time. So we were going to go to Hebrews 11 anyway, because it's not like I have too much other stuff to do. So Hebrews 11. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 11. I'm just gonna start reading. Just a second. I have found my spot. I'm going to begin reading. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for. And certain, or in other versions will say, the evidence of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not just made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man, when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, By faith, Abraham did not know where he was going. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, just like a stranger in a foreign country, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundation, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And, figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover from the sprinkling of blood. So that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute, Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became faithful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. We're going to go to the first two verses of chapter 12 now. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that was marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. All right, now, let's talk about some of this. Um, there's a couple of things I want to get to. First off, as we were reading in Mark 9, God said, Jesus said, whoever is not against us is for us. We should always remember that. Our God is always for us. So.
We have a caller that would like to talk to you. If now is the time.
All right. Yeah. Hello there. You're on the Miracle Man program. What say you?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I am just calling in, and I wanted to talk about a miracle to you because I know this guy, and he should not be able to even talk. And, I mean, he's just had, like, so many surgeries to his face and to his mouth and everything, and he shouldn't be able to talk, but he not only can talk, but he can sing. And he sings, like, so amazingly that he, like, sang the other day at my church, and I heard that my pastor said that his singing is extraordinarily amazing and wonderful. And I thought, you know, that is amazing that I know the guy who sings that good. And I just wanted give a shout out to everybody that, you know, if you want to support the Miracle Man, if you go to his Facebook and listen to the song that he sang Sunday morning, and then if you put in Rivers Shukla, R-Y-V-E-R-S Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A, and share it with people, then he will get over 1,000 reviews on his song, and that would just be, like, so cool.
Yes, it would be. 1,000 views.
Yes, that's our goal. So
yes,
I just wanted to tell you that I think your show is very impressive. It helps so many people, and your faith teaches us, and when you talk about things, you just teach all your listeners so much, and I'm very proud of you. So I just wanted to call and say that.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, sir.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much, ma'am. That's another one of our great callers. Can be one of them, too. Just call in. All right. Now, I was beginning to explain. So in Mark 9, one of the things we discovered that if our God is for us, who can be against us? And the disciples had went to Jesus, and they basically been like, hey, Jesus, there's this guy who is casting out demons in my name, and we told him to stop because he wasn't one of us. And Jesus said, don't stop him. Let him go. Let him do what he's doing. He's doing it in my name. Let him do it. So, another thing. God, Jesus healed a very evil spirit out of a man, out of this man who had a very demonic spirit ever since he was just a little guy. You know, Pastor dealt with the demon spirit that was just like that, because it would run this person into the fire, and then they would go and jump in the lake. And they couldn't even speak. This person couldn't even speak unless the demon spoke. That's the only way they would speak, would be through the demon. And Jesus cursed that spirit right out, and away the demon went, and it never came back. Obviously, you always have those Pharisees and Sadducees who are always in the way questioning Jesus. You know, why'd you do that? What is this? The disciples asked him, why couldn't we just cast out that spirit? And he said something so profound. This kind, this spirit can only come out through prayer and fasting. That's one of the reasons why prayer is so important, because prayer helps get rid of evil spirits. That's why it is so awesome. Like if whenever I'm with my parents, like when we're at church, or if I'm with them in the car, maybe we're on a road trip somewhere, or maybe we're heading up to Midland to go to church on a Sunday morning after being in Detroit or at my grandpa's or something. And my mom will always say, there is one spirit that operates in this family. I confess the same thing myself. I always say there is one spirit that operates. It's the Spirit of God. And we should always be praying that. We should always be praying that. Always. Over our families, over our households. That there is one spirit that operates on the inside of it. It is the Spirit of God. Not a human spirit. Not a demonic spirit. The Spirit of God. And of course, you know, and then that man says, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. So he admitted that at times, you know, he struggled with unbelief. If we're struggling with unbelief, my hope is that we will all admit, you know, I'm having trouble believing this, Jesus. Help me. Help me to always believe in you, that you're real and that you'll do what you said in your word. Because faith is belief, trusting in God. Faith is now. You must have faith in order to please God. You're not going to please God. You're not going to do anything that makes God proud if you don't have faith in him. You can forget it. You got to have faith in God. And you've got to earnestly seek him. So it's got to be something you do often. So you can't just sit there and be spiritually lazy. Don't go to church, don't at all, never read your Bible, never pray. You can't be spiritually lazy. You got to be spiritually active. Going to church, praying, reading your Bible. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, folks, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're building up your inner man. Your inner man. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, that's what you're doing. It's like how exercise is good for you. You're building yourself up. You're building up your spirit, man, when you pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's awesome. That's why you got to seek God for what you're believing for. Because God knows what you have need of. guess what, folks? She knows more about what you need than what you know about what you need. She does. And she wants to see your needs met. And you look at those Old Testament dudes that I spent 10, 12 minutes reading to you about. Isaac, Jacob, Abraham. I can think of others. David, Samson, Samuel. Not as much Samson, but all those others, you know. They had things they were believing for. And God helped them. Abraham didn't always know where he was going. God helped him through it. You and I might not always know where we're going in God, but he knows. He wants to help us because he loves us, because he cares about us. That's why we got to keep the faith. The Bible says we are partakers in Christ if we keep our faith in him, our trust in him, all the way to the end. That's not for a week, folks. That's not just until during Christmas time from Black Friday ending on Christmas Day. No. It's all the time, all the way to the end. You got to have that faith in him and keep it up. Partaker of his divine nature. Amen. Let me just look at the time. So, folks, let me pray a prayer over you, and then I'm going to move on into our sports content, and then we're going to, after that, sing another Christmas carol. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for these wonderful listeners that have come on board. I thank you for that caller we had, that awesome caller that we had, that she called in. She was bragging about me, and she was really bragging about you, Jesus, and what you've done in me. And I just thank you for these wonderful listeners. I thank you for this word tonight, as we read in Mark and in Hebrews, about you, your miracles, and the reminder about always keeping our faith in you all the way to the end, so that we may be partakers of your divine nature, Jesus. And I thank you that we will be doers of this word and not hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. All right. Now for sports. In basketball news, last night, the Pistons, that five-game winning streak that the Pistons had rolling, got snapped last night because the Thunder beat them by the score of 111-83. A 28-point wake-up difference, wake-up call. Oh, so they beat the Warriors, the defending champions, and then they stumble against the Thunder. Wake up call. Hello, this is the front hotel. At the front of your hotel, we're calling to wake you up. That's basically what the Pistons had last night. They were not doing well. I don't know what on earth happened. They were doing so well for those last five games, and then this happened. I was even talking about last night on that show about how great they were doing. What happened last night, Coach? Been drumming. What happened, guys? What happened to the defense? What on earth happened? Well, they'll get a few days to rest up and think about what happened before they got to play again in a couple days. Let's talk about the Spartans. The Spartans got a good win, though, 88-65 against 12th-ranked Iowa, as the Spartans have been ranked number 10. As a lot of the starters all had great nights last night, and that was great to see. So Michigan had a loss, and then they get a good win against Rutgers, and then they get a good win against a good ranked opponent. And so I think they're starting to get it back figured out again in East Lansing. And Tom Izzo, great guy, wonderful coach. I love it when I hear clips from him when I'm listening on the radio. Like this. Green for three. He got it. That's actually their radio guy, but still, I love the way he says that. For three, yes. He does a really good job there at Michigan State. He really does. Will Tiemann. He's not the coach. He's the radio announcer. And he does a wonderful job for them. Michigan. They're ranked number 5 now, and they got a good game going for them tonight. In Ann Arbor, I believe. Started at 7:30, I believe. It'll be can be heard on AM 790 or on the TuneIn app, which I will be doing when I get home. Also, Midland Chemic basketball has started. Midland got a very big win in Traverse City West on Friday. They won by over 20 points. Tonight, Midland is playing Mount Pleasant. At home. I'll let you know what happens there tomorrow. And then along with Dallas, we'll be talking about the Midland and Dow basketball from time to time. But it's not the same as football by any means. But there is a Midland versus Dow basketball game on December 20th. And this will be at Midland High. And I'm looking forward to it. Now, some football stuff. The world of college football. Coach Urban Meyer has announced that he is retiring from Ohio State after the Rose Bowl. According to sources, he has a couple cysts in his brain, so he's stepping down to take care of his health. And I feel like if he's having those cysts in his brain, then it probably is a good idea for him to take this We don't know whether it's a leave of absence from coaching just for now or if it's permanent. We don't know yet. I mean, we don't know. He might coach again somewhere someday, but good luck to Urban Meyer. In on the field news, you had the Eagles romp the Redskins 28-13, as the Redskins have now lost former Texas star quarterback Colt McCoy to a season-ending broken tibia. Remember, their previous quarterback broke his leg in a very bad spot, ending his season. And then now this happened. So now they got to have another quarterback now. And so that's not cool at all. Now, speaking of NFC East, yes, it's kind of on the NFC East this year, folks. So actually, it's kind of relevant, folks. NFC East, I like that. I have, by the way, heard some ESPN radio guys use that before, so it's not like I made that up. But to me, that's kind of what it's been this year. Well, the Dallas Cowboys, after beating the Saints, are really impressing a lot of people. So are the Chargers. They're looking good, too. So, I've kind of made a question. I asked a certain person this question earlier today, and then I got a good answer. The question: are the Cowboys contenders or pretenders? Contenders meaning they're actually going to win that division, hopefully win a home game in the playoffs. Pretenders would mean they're doing so great right now, but then they'll slip and fall later on this month when it really matters. So what do I say? Well, I think they are contenders as long as Zeke is having that great mix of running the football, as a good running back does, of course, and being a wide receiver. Sometimes Prescott will throw for a pass. Prescott looking for sets. Look, throws. Looking for Zeke. It's caught. Touchdown, Cowboys. I don't know if they call him Zeke or on the Cowboys radio network or on TV in Texas, or if they call him Ezekiel. Or just Elliot. I like Zeke. So if I was radio play-by-play, I'd say Zeke. Is what I would say. Because there might be some other Elliots, but I think it's safe to affectionately call him Zeke. In Dallas, I can just hear everyone yawn. Almost sounds like a boo almost in a way, but you know, speaking of boos, I can remember as a Lions fan several years ago, back when we had Ndamukong Suh in a Lion uniform, sometimes in Detroit, a quarterback would try to throw the ball and he'd get sacked, brought down by Suh. And they'd all be yelling Suh like that. But on the road, sometimes when that would happen, they'd be yelling boo. And I was watching a game once back in his rookie season, and they were talking about how sometimes those boos kind of sounded like the Sioux at home. The boos on the road kind of like sounded like the Sioux at home. And to me, I could kind of tell the difference. I really could. You know, especially if I listen for that, you know. Sue, boo, see, there's a difference. And unfortunately, he's with the Rams now. I wish he would have stayed in Detroit. I miss him. Look, I know he was a dirty player, but by dirty, I'm not like he got penalized a lot. But he's cleaned himself up now, so I feel like now he should get to play in for the Lions again. At any rate, though, tomorrow night we will be back. And in terms of sports, college football is done for now. We will continue to, however, to pick from now on, we are going to, by default, pick Thursday night football, a Sunday afternoon, a Sunday night game, and a Monday night game for each week. So four picks per week here on out. That's what it's going to be. And yes, included will be, of course, names, which I had told you folks about Son of Swami. That's kind of what inspired me to do this, these nicknames. So, folks, until tomorrow night, oh, wait a minute. I was trying to close, but I think I can spare you one Christmas song. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We won't. Now bring us a figgy pudding, now bring us a figgy pudding, now bring us a figgy pudding, and bring it right here. We won't go until we get some, we won't go until we get some, we won't go until we get some, so bring it right now. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.